Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop, which is taking place on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer to sign up. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to identify simple solutions and systems that will make a massive difference and ripple effect inside of your center. I'm going to help you create efficiency where you need it most and understand what is causing your school to feel so hectic and where those big pain points are. We're going to clarify your center's priority system to improve this summer. I'm going to show you how to audit those systems. We're going to define your desired outcomes, and you're going to leave the workshop with a simple plan that will make huge impact. And by simple, I mean very simple. No complex, no multi-step processes, super, super simple. No one has time for long things. No one has brain capacity for extra stuff. We need simple things that have massive impact. Go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer and I'll see you there.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Schools of Excellence podcast. This is a special bonus episode that I wanted to create that really just has a couple of reflective questions that you can ask yourself anytime you find yourself entering a new season. So I hope this episode is actually something you listen to over and over again anytime you find yourself at a new juncture, at a new season, at a new opportunity, and you're taking the time to reflect on some of these questions. So one of the first questions I always like to ask myself as I enter a new season is, how will I protect my inner peace during this season? My inner peace and my ability to stay regulated and calm inside of myself is an integral part to the longevity and playing the long game inside of my business and my life. And so I always ask myself this question, how will I be protecting my inner peace during this season? Number two, how will I continue to prepare my mind and body for the endurance that is needed to play in this season? Every season requires a different level of endurance depending on what season that you're in. And just like an athlete needs to prepare appropriately for the endurance that they need during their game season, what will you do to prepare your mind and body for the endurance that is needed to play in this current season? Number three, how will I nurture my body to play the long game? So something that's so important to understand is you can, you know, use and abuse your body up to a certain point, you know, not feed it appropriate stuff, not give it good sleep, not drink water, don't take vitamins, you know, eat garbage, eat snacks, all of that kind of stuff. And then eventually the body keeps score and it will catch up with you. And so you're not playing the long game, you're playing the short game. So you can play the short game every once in a while. But again, if you want to be playing the decades game, a question you want to be asking yourself is, how am I nurturing my body consistently so I can play the long game, right? Playing the long game is a privilege to be able to play the game for many, many years. Number four, how will I create space to listen to the intuition and the self-trust that I need to make discerning decisions during this season? You need quiet space to be able to actually listen to the intuition that drops inside of you. If you are busy every single second of every single day, you do not get to listen to the intuition. You do not get to listen to your thoughts. And so asking yourself this question, how will I create space to listen to the intuition, is a powerful shifting question. Okay, next question. How will I protect my mind from distractions? So distractions are poisonous, and a lot of other things. I like to call it poisonous distractions because it helps me create more distance and disgust away from distractions. Distractions are what actually pollute the mind and don't allow you to actually have peace while you're navigating a particular season. And so ask yourself, what are your distractions? And then how will you protect your mind from those distractions? Next question, where do I need to surrender and control a little bit less? So every time we enter a new season, there are things that are variables that are out of your control. And so asking yourself, where do I need to surrender? Where do I need to let go of my control during this particular season? Next question, what relationships do I need to nurture in this season? So different seasons require a nurturing of different relationships depending on the season that you're in. So whatever season you're in, what relationships need some nurturing during this season? Next question. I absolutely love this next question. I ask it very, very often, actually. Where can I show up 10% less to make space for the other areas that need more of me. So I'm a person that, you know, I always feel like I'm, you know, trying to play out 120%, 150%. And so I often tell myself, you know, my 100% is most people's, excuse me, my 100% is most people's like 200% or even more than that. And so when I do 10% less, right, it's still amazing. It's still super high quality. It's still super high standards, even if I'm doing 10% less. And so asking myself the question, which areas right now in this season can I do 10% less of so I can make space for the other areas that need more of me, right? Again, different seasons require more of you in different areas. So can you show up 10% less? Can you show up 5% less of yourself? And it will still be amazing. Next question. What boundaries do I need to create as I enter this new season? Boundaries are something that are constantly evolving, constantly growing, constantly changing. Depending on the season that you're in, you will need to create new boundaries. And lastly, how will I define success in this new season? So I hope these questions become kind of a lifeline for you as you enter new seasons. Go back, listen to this episode, whatever season you're finding yourself in, ask these questions. And I hope it becomes part of your North Star as you enter the season so you can enter with confidence, with self-trust, with discernment, and most importantly, enjoy the opportunities and the blessings that come with every single season. Thanks for joining me.
Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can click the link in the show notes or go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to optimize your already efficient systems or help you tweak some ones that need a little bit more tweaking to help you enter the 2024-2025 school year with ease, with success, and with calmness. Increase your profitability, reduce your expenses, and more than anything, just help you buy back some of your time. I look forward to seeing you there.